The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Following the ransom of Rima Barton and the escape of Fu Manchu from the closely guarded pyramid of Gizeh, Alan Smith tries again to bridge the blank period in Shan Greville's memory. But he recalls only the phrase, "He will be crowned in Damascus," spoken to him by a beggar. On a hunch, Smith flies to Damascus, where he learns from Glendenning, a British Secret Service agent, of a mass gathering of natives to be held in the great mosque of Damascus. At this meeting, the reborn prophet is to be crowned. Disguised as natives, Smith and Glendenning go to the meeting, where Smith denounces the new Mokana as an imposter. Recognized as Christians and surrounded by angry religious fanatics, Smith and Glendenning fight their way toward a small side entrance.
Christians, infidels, unbelievers, death!
Look out, Glenn, behind you.
Good boy. Here we are. Get out, quick. Turn right. There's a dark alleyway.
Right. Come on, run.
Left here. Run, Nayland, they're close. We're on the bridge. Straight ahead. The lights. There's safety on the other side.
They're dropping back. Thank the Lord, it's dark. They can't see. Where does this take us?
Out of the native section. Take it easy now. Don't want to attract attention on the bridge.
Cat. Hot work for a bit, eh?
That gang of riffs certainly had us hemmed in. Thanks, old man, for dropping that devil with the knife.
If I hadn't lost my blasted headdress in the scuffle, they'd never known we were Christian.
Jove, this'll certainly stir things up. Fu Manchu, or whoever played the part of Mokana, will have some explaining to do to his followers if those relics actually are fakes.
I'm positive they are, Glenn. Barton's actions, his veiled hints, tie up with this rumor of imitation relics. I'll wager Bostwick's findings up in Isfahan will confirm it.
Yeah, and what'll be the outcome?
The outcome? Fu Manchu will have Barton's heart for the trick.
Petrie? No, not yet, Greville. I'm expecting to hear from him momentarily. He's been in Damascus a week now.
Mm-hmm. You know how news travels here? Well, I've been snooping around the bazaars and shops in the native quarter, keeping my ears and eyes open.
So? To what end?
Just listening to the gossip of shopkeepers, peddlers, and beggars. Mostly beggars, the watchdogs of Egypt. Thanks to my knowledge of the vernacular, I've heard things.
Anything particularly interesting?
Yes. The threat of the Dervish uprising led by the Mokana seems to be growing less and less every day. Something's gone wrong somewhere.
Oh, thank heaven for that. We'll likely hear all about it when Nayland gets back.
Funny thing, Petrie. I told Sir Lionel about it, and he seemed to find it quite amusing. Seemed to be expecting something like that.
Sir Lionel, eh? Have you any idea what he meant that night at the pyramid when he told us he'd tricked Fu Manchu?
No more than you. However, he did say this morning that we're sailing for home on the next P&O boat.
Next week, eh? Well, since Ali arrived yesterday with your baggage, there's nothing to hold you here.
Hello, you two.
Ah.
What plot are you hatching up now?
Plot. That's all we've been hearing for the past few weeks. I'll be glad to get home for a bit of rest for a change.
Yes, I'm glad Uncle's ready to leave.
Oh, where is he now?
With Ali checking the baggage.
And how do you feel after your experience at the pyramid? You look fit, my dear.
Thanks to you, Doctor. I'm just fine.
Well, don't overdo it for the next few days. You were pretty close to a complete breakup. Do you feel after telling Greville and me just what did happen?
Of course. There isn't much. And thanks for being so considerate as not to question me before.
Petrie thought you weren't equal to it, dear. He had quite a time with Sir Lionel, though.
I suppose Uncle Lionel flew into one of his rages when you wouldn't let him talk to me about it.
He did. He fumed and roared, but finally promised not to speak of it until I gave him my permission.
The gruff old bear has kept his word. He hasn't so much as mentioned that night.
Do you feel like telling us?
Well, I hate even to think of it, but... Well, you don't remember, Shan, that you came to the hotel after me.
No, I don't remember. All I recall is that I left the hotel to follow Fu Manchu's daughter. And I remember coming back. The period in between is a dead blank.
Your disappearance scared me half to death. When that man brought me your note,
That was a forgery. It must have been.
Well, these are facts, Greville. Remember, you can give no evidence of what happened during that time.
Again, that's true.
Well, anyway, I followed him out to where you were waiting beside a car.
What kind of a car? A yellow Rolls?
No, it was a small, dark sedan. You jerked me into it and told me you were taking me to Fu Manchu.
I told you that? Why the deuce didn't you scream, call for help?
I tried to, dear. You kept your hand over my mouth.
Where did you go, Rima?
Out through Gizeh Village, by the pyramids. The car stopped on the causeway and a tall man dressed in black got in. I recognized him.
Was it Fu Manchu?
Yes. And the horrible thing about it all was that he was younger than when I saw him in London.
Yeah, very much younger. I was forcibly struck with the same impression when we saw him later in the pyramid.
He spoke to you, Shan. Strange words I didn't understand, and you fell back on the seat as if you were dead.
And then what?
Well, he blindfolded me, and we drove for hours, it seemed. When the car stopped, we went into a house. The blindfold was taken off, and I was in a room alone with him.
But wasn't Greville there?
No. No, Fu Manchu told me his daughter had driven Shan back to the hotel.
What time was that? You remember?
Well, it wouldn't have been more than an hour after we left the hotel. Near 11, I should think.
11? And I didn't get back to the hotel until 3 the next morning. It couldn't have taken that woman 4 hours to drive back. Where the deuce could I have been?
Perhaps it's just as well, old man, that you don't know.
What do you mean, Doctor?
Nothing. Go on. What happened then?
They took me to a little room where an old negress sat sewing. I spent a whole day there. She did everything possible to make me comfortable.
And Fu Manchu?
When it got dark, he came in. I was so upset I don't remember a thing he said, except that your life depended on me.
How did he treat you?
Almost kindly, if you can say that about Fu Manchu. But I was terribly afraid of him. He saw it and made me drink a glass of white wine.
And then?
He watched me. He spoke again. But his voice seemed to fade away. His green eyes grew larger and larger.
Like a green lake that swallowed you up. I know.
How did you know, Greville? When did you get that curious impression?
It was... blasted. It's no good, Petrie. I almost had it, but it's gone now.
Well, I know how you feel, Shan. I can't remember either. Well, I woke up in a gloomy stone chamber lighted by a round green lamp.
The king's chamber in the pyramid. You'd never seen it before?
No.
Then you have no idea how you got there?
None, Shan.
Well, there's another hope gone. However, go on.
Fu Manchu sat beside a stone altar. Then I heard a gong, and he made me lie down behind the altar. He made me promise, whatever happened, not to stand up until he clapped his hands. Then you and Mr. Smith came.
Yeah, pardon me. Yes? Hello? Oh, yes, we're in my room. Come on up. It's your uncle, Rima. Go on, my dear.
Well, that's all. You and Mr. Smith came in. Oh, I wanted to scream, jump up and run to you, but he told me that Shan's life depended on my keeping my promise. It was my part of the bargain.
No wonder you were done in when you came out of that place. Kid, if I could only remember.
Well, what's the conspiracy now? You're looking fit, Rima, child. Feel all right?
Yes. Still a bit shaky, but all right.
Then I prescribe an aperitif before dinner. Just one. What about you, Barton?
Yes, of course. Any news from Smith?
None yet. The baggage all right, Sir Lionel? Everything check?
All there. You might have gone over it with Harley. Saved me a lot of hot work.
If you'll remember, my dear sir, you told me to get out and look after Rima.
Eh? Oh, yes. Yes, so I did. Forgot it.
Greville tells me you're sailing with the next P&O for England.
Right. Next week. It's time we were getting out of Egypt. Need a rest, all of us. Why don't you come along?
Oh, no, not yet. Kadame isn't expecting me for several weeks, and I can't run out on my patience. I hope Smith gets back before we sail. I'd like to see him.
Come in. Telegram to you, Dr. Petrie.
Oh, thanks, Hassan. It's from Damascus. Nailed. Excuse me a moment.
Yes, certainly, Doctor.
Well, Rima, a couple of months at Greywater Park should put you right in shape for the winter in London, eh?
Well, if you don't mind, Uncle, I'd rather stay in London. I don't feel safe at the park since our experience there with...
Oh, nonsense, child. Don't you worry about that heathen trickster anymore. He has his relics and he's out of it now. You're as safe at the park as you would be in a church. Eh, Shan?
Well, I'm not dead set on the park either, Sir Lionel.
Afraid of spooks, eh? Both of you. Rot. The sea air and... What's the matter with you, Petrie?
I don't quite know what to make of this. It's from Nayland, right enough. Quite a long message.
Well, we can't help you unless you tell us what it's all about.
It's rather disturbing in a way. It says something here about fake relics.
What's that? Fake relics? How the devil did he... what else does he say?
There's a Dutch Lloyd liner leaving Port Said tomorrow night for Southampton.
Well, what of it?
Smith insists... But you sail on her, Sir Lionel.
What? He's mad. Not an inch. I won't budge an inch. Anyway, we can't get ready by tomorrow night. It's impossible.
I'd better read you the message. Perhaps you'll change your mind.
Well, then go on. Read it. Read it.
I think perhaps... Rima, will you excuse us, my dear?
Why should I leave, Doctor? It very likely concerns us all, or you wouldn't hesitate. Please read it.
Very well. Listen. Dutch Lloyd liner leaving Port Said tomorrow night for Southampton. Insist Barton and party sail with her. Dr. Fu Manchu was in Damascus. Has discovered relics are fakes. He disappeared last night. Have learned since that he is on his way to Cairo. His object is to find Barton.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.